We're used to hearing politicians yell across the chamber, but it's been a very different scene at times in the Senate this week. Politicians have been debating whether the Northern Territory and the ACT should be allowed to consider legalising voluntary euthanasia. With senators allowed a conscience vote, it's made for a very emotional, personal and at times revealing debate. And it came down to two votes, with the Senate saying no to further discussion on the issue. Political reporter Stephanie Boris explains.
Australia hasn't seen a debate as truthful and raw in Parliament since politicians voted on same-sex marriage.
I fear euthanasia not because I distrust individuals, but because I distrust the state.
President of the Senate, Scott Ryan, was one of many to share his view on euthanasia. On the other side of the debate, Green Senator Peter Whish-Wilson fought back tears as he told the story of his friend's mother who was terminally ill.
They put her in an ambulance to take her to Brisbane, some 45 minutes away, and she died. In the ambulance, alone, on the way to the hospital.
Legalising euthanasia is a matter for the states, but federal parliament passed a law 2 decades ago preventing the Northern Territory and the ACT from making their own decision on the issue. Liberal Democrat David Lionhelm was hopeful his private member's bill would overturn that.
The time has come for this parliament to respect voters in the Northern Territory and ACT.
But it wasn't to be. With Labor and Liberal senators granted a conscience vote, the final result was tight.
Is ayes 34, noes 36. The matter is resolved in the negative.
Liberal Senator Erica Betts, who is opposed to legalising euthanasia, says that should mark the end of the debate in Parliament.
These matters will continue to percolate around within the community, but at the end of the day, the Parliament has made a decision. And I don't expect it will return for some considerable time, if at all.
ACT Labor MP Andrew Lee doesn't agree.
Territorians ought to have the same democratic rights as people in states over this important issue. This isn't a question of euthanasia. It's a question of the democratic rights of the territories to have the powers that they used to have in the early 1990s.
He's co-sponsoring a similar bill to David Lionhelm's that will come before the House of Representatives next week. Private members' bills don't usually have much success unless they have the support of the government. But Northern Territory Labor Senator Malandiri McCarthy says it's important her colleagues try.
We will pursue, persevere and be resilient in our battle. As people of the Northern Territory and no doubt the ACT, this fight is not over.
Senator McCarthy says she's struggled with the debate because she's opposed to voluntary euthanasia.
From a cultural perspective, I've always found that enormously difficult. We lose and bury too many of our family as First Nations people in this country. I'm not passionate about euthanasia. It disturbs me. It confronts me.
But she says despite that, she wants the territories to have the power to debate the matter.
This debate is about the rights of the people of the Northern Territory to make their laws, to enable their politicians to have the power to direct those laws.
Her stance is shared by others within Parliament and shows the debate is far from straightforward and far from over.
Stephanie Boris reporting.